Each format has its own tone, audience, and constraints. You can't just translate it all the same way. And you definitely can't just assign it to a translator who normally just works on business content and hope for the best. Take a look at think tanks like Brookings or ODI, Overseas Development Institute. Their research might be academic in English, but needs to be adapted into accessible, actionable formats for community training or policy lobbying in Southeast Asia. Consistency matters. But so does adaptability. Teams are global, timelines are tight, and reviews come from everywhere. One thing we've seen again and again, NGO translation projects are rarely simple handoffs. The comms lead might be in Geneva. The field officer might be in Yangon. The reviewer might be in New York. And the campaign is rolling out in 10 days. Localization in this world needs excellent project management, and even better communication. We don't just drop files and move on. We ask questions. We coordinate feedback. We clarify terms. Because in this space, it's not just about speed, it's about making sure every voice is heard. Budgets are tight, but corners can't be cut. We get it. NGOs have to stretch resources, and every dollar spent on services is a dollar not going directly to the mission. But here's the reality: bad translation ends up costing more. In confusion, in revisions, in misalignment, or in trust lost with the communities you serve. That's why we offer flexible, transparent pricing for NGOs. No surprises. No fluff. Just the right team for the job, and accountability every step of the way. Language should reflect your values, not just your message. More NGOs are committing to inclusive language. Plain language for community readability. Gender-neutral phrasing where possible. Person-first language, for example, people with disabilities rather than the disabled. Respectful terminology around sexual health, gender identity, and trauma. That's not just a writing preference, it's a mission-aligned necessity. But here's the challenge: some of these norms don't map easily into every language. A literal translation might erase the nuance or miss the principle entirely. Our job is to preserve that intent, and reflect the values that matter most to you. Your mission deserves more than just a word-for-word translation. Translating for NGOs means translating for change. It means making sure the right message reaches the right person, in the right language, in the right way, whether it's an environmental call to action in Bahasa Melayu, a voter rights explainer in Indonesian, or a child safety manual in Khmer for Cambodia. At Vector, we don't just localize your content, we stand behind your mission.